Our guest analyst this afternoon, Brad Paulson, president of Northern Crops Marketing and Investments. Brad, kind of a very quiet day for the corn and soybeans, kind of choppy two-sided trade there. Wheat market was under a bit of pressure, though.
It sure was. The funds just continue to sell wheat across the world markets, not just in the U.S. Chicago made new contract lows in some of the months, as well as Kansas City, Minneapolis. We did bounce a little off those lows here towards the end of the day with the corn going plus again and beans close to unchanged. The problem is, you know, Russia's still kind of selling wheat at a discount. They got their price down to $198 per metric ton. And about a month, 6 weeks ago, they were selling for $238 per metric ton. And, of course, with some importers, they got a freight advantage over us, too. So Algeria did buy 900,000 tons of wheat here this morning, though, at this bargain basement price. Likely, you know, either Russia, Eastern Europe, or Ukraine, someplace in there. It hasn't been announced yet. And then the beans were kind of supported by the firm palm oil in Malaysia. That's kind of broke out to a 2 or 3 month high. So, you know, there is some signs of these markets trying to put a seasonal bottom in here, but, you know, these funds still keep leaning on this wheat.
Yeah, it just seems like every time we get something that could try to take it move higher, they just no follow through.
No, and I guess we got a little chance of rain next week and the eastern winter wheat belt in the U.S., but, you know, it's been pretty warm and dry all winter, and, you know, but again, you know, the weather market probably really isn't going to start till we get into April and get past that big crop report on the 28th of March with the acreage intentions and the stocks. Stats Canada will be out next Monday, March 11th, with their acreage intentions, which is about a month or more earlier than they normally used to do it. So it'll be interesting to see what they come up with up there.
Yeah, for sure. Livestock side, what happened over there today?
You know, the livestock market just kind of looks tired to me here. I mean, the slaughtered so far this week is down quite a bit, but yet they can't seem to get the price up. So I don't know. The packers have got the power here and the pricing here, and as the slaughter slows down, these cattle are going to start to get backed up. And I'm a little concerned we could see of this market weaken up here as we get here later into March and April for a while.
Anything else we need to be talking about?
Well, that energy market was really strong this morning. It was up $2 a barrel for a while, now just up $1 a barrel. There was a slight build in crude of 1.3 million barrels, but pretty significant draws in gasoline and distillates, about 4.5 million barrels each. So that kind of supported the crude. Gasoline's up a nickel, heating oil up a nickel, gasoline up 2.5, natural gas down a couple cents, so. Metals markets were quite strong today, and the dollar index, which should help the sweet market, down just about a full half a point here today.
Brad Paulson at Northern Crops Marketing and Investments.